This old Liberty truck was built in 1918 to carry troops and cargo in World War I. It's one of two known Liberties that still operate. Top speed on its wooden wheels was 14 miles an hour. In 1933, a convoy of Liberties left Camp Dodge with National Guard soldiers on orders to enforce martial law in Plymouth County in northwest Iowa. Farmers were in revolt during the Great Depression, and things turned violent. Sergeant Ray Stiles remembered the deployment in this 1974 oral history interview.
One of our first duties was to set up a guardhouse, which was actually a prisoner war camp, because that's where our prisoners stayed while they were being interrogated.
Agriculture prices had plunged, farmers went broke, and banded together in desperation. A group of militants confronted Judge Charles Bradley in Lamar's and demanded that he halt mortgage foreclosures. When he refused, he was dragged from the courthouse and roughed up. The mob took him to the edge of town and placed a rope around his neck. There were pictures, and it was national news. The judge was freed, the troublemakers fled, and the National Guard was sent in to restore order.
The 133rd, of course, was doing the patrolling to see that no groups of farmers got out on the highway and stopped trucks and dumped their loads. They had picked out from these pictures certain ones who were had gone to the courtroom and had been with the group that pulled the judge out, and then we started out picking them up and bringing them in for interrogation and arrest.
Stiles tracked one suspect to a barn and surprised him in the hayloft.
Based on what I've seen in movies, I asked one of the men to give me his rifle that had a bannon on it, and I took my old washpan helmet off and put it on top of the bannon and stuck it up through the entrance to the hay mow, and balloon, shotgun went off. The farmer came running to the opening, calling out that he didn't mean to shoot, that he didn't know who it was coming to get him, whether it was some of the other farmers or what.
Stiles went on to become Iowa's civil defense director. He remembers how unpopular the mission was for the soldiers enforcing martial law.
They really hated to be on duty during this time because, some of them had to go out and pick up their own relatives. Actually, I should have reported that the man fired the shotgun. But you become your own judge. And I decided that it had gone off accidentally, so it was never reported. It's actually a harder job to do than actual combat. Things like this are never forgotten.
For 3 months, Ray Stiles was at Lamar's, one of many hotbeds for farmer rebellions across Iowa during the Depression. That history, along with the old Liberty truck, will be on display later this year as the new Gold Star Museum continues to expand at Camp Dodge. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.